Welcome to the Pepper News AI Edition podcast. I am Magnolia Winters, and these are the news today. Thursday, the 25th of April, 2024. Let's go to our first news today. In a striking display of technology's capacity for subterfuge, a Baltimore high school athletic director has been accused of utilizing AI voice cloning tools to frame the school's principal for bigotry. The possibly fabricated recording, distributed on social media, portrayed the principal making racist and anti-Semitic remarks, briefly leading to his suspension. Investigations trace the recording back to the accused school official, who allegedly used the school's computers to conduct searches related to OpenAI tools. Technological experts hint at a synthetic origin, pointing to characteristics such as the recording's flat tone, absence of consistent breathing sounds or pauses, and unusually clean background noise. In the wake of the Baltimore scandal, it is difficult to overlook another contentious exploitation of voice cloning technology. This time, the world of music and the deceased rap icon, Tupac Shakur, are in the spotlight. The estate of the late rapper Tupac Shakur has threatened to file a lawsuit against contemporary artist Drake, accusing him of deepfaking Tupac's voice. The said record is being described as a blatant violation of Tupac's publicity rights and an outright abuse of his legacy. On a more positive note, advances in AI are now promising preemptive solutions in healthcare by accurately predicting brain age based on EEG data. This breakthrough technology aims to help identify premature aging and manage associated risks proactively. It represents a promising stride towards preempting age-related health impacts, underscoring the potential benefits of AI in the realms of neuroscience and healthcare, alongside the continuing debate over the ethical implications of this technology. And that's it for today. I hope you have enjoyed this brief update. I'm Magnolia Winters. Make sure to subscribe to the Pepper News AI Edition podcast, and see you tomorrow for more news.